Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos said today that Pope Francis will visit his country next year. The announcement comes just days after Santos signed a peace agreement with the leftist rebel group known as the FARC. The Pope had expressed support for the accord during the negotiations. The agreement is significant, though, for reasons much larger than just Colombia. It represents the first time in 60 years that there isn't a single war in the Americas. Geographically, that's more than 30 countries stretching from the Canadian Arctic to the bottom of South America. Joining us now to talk about that is Greg Myrie, digital editor for NPR News. And Greg, the conflicts that have raged in Latin America for decades seem to have one thing in common, which would be the Cold War.
Yeah, Jeremy, that was really the driving force. I think the best place to start is with Fidel Castro and his band of rebels in 1956, where they gathered in exile in Mexico, landed on the southern shore of Cuba, and waged a successful revolution. And since then, we've had 60 years of insurgencies, mostly leftist insurgencies in Latin America. And effectively, that ended on Monday with the Colombian peace deal.
And what has the U.S. role been in all that time with the conflicts that have existed?
Well, certainly through most of that period, and certainly during the Cold War years, the U.S. was supporting pro-American governments, but that often meant authoritarian, dictatorial leaders, military rulers, for the most part, against these leftist insurgencies, with a few exceptions. But that was really the template. And again, it had sort of been set by Castro when he came to power and had all these imitators or people who wanted to imitate him with a leftist insurgency. And it really created this bipolar world of the U.S. on one side, Cuba and the Soviet Union on the other, and left no middle ground for moderates. You were either a sort of authoritarian ruler trying to crush an insurgency, or these leftist rebel groups trying to win power.
And for the most part, with the exception of Cuba, as you say, and Nicaragua, none of the revolutions were actually successful.
Yeah, looking back on it, this is what's quite striking. I mean, at the peak in the 70s and 80s, you had insurgencies in virtually every single Latin American country. And yet, over this 60-year period, you only had two that succeeded. One was Castro in Cuba in 59. The other was the Sandinistas in 1979 in Nicaragua. But you had all of these years of warfare, the hundreds of thousands of deaths, all the damage and destruction that these wars caused. And ultimately, they got sorted out and led to elections. And now a lot of the groups that fought and couldn't win power on the battlefield have come to power through elections.
So here we are in 2016, for the first time in 60 years, no war in this part of the world, in the Americas, but not necessarily full-fledged peace.
Very true, Jeremy. You've got war, you've got peace, and you've got a lot of gray areas in between. There's still the drug violence in Colombia and Mexico, for example. In Central America, you have some of the highest murder rates in the world from Salvador and Guatemala and Honduras. Venezuela is a political and economic mess, as we've seen. So we're not saying there's perfect tranquility, but I think this was a very important development that's sort of been widely overlooked. This for the first time, North, Central, and South America do not, no place in the Americas have a war.
Worth pointing out, not perfect tranquility in this country either, with a lot of the things that we report on every day. Greg Myrie, digital editor for international news at NPR, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Jeremy.